I can't do this.
Jane?
It's just wrong, I whimpered. It defies the laws of nature, the thin line that separates good and evil. Zeb rolled his eyes and snapped the bridle binder shut.
It's just a dress, Jane.
It's a puce dress, Zeb.
Jolene's getting it in peach, he grunted, clearly at his limit in dealing with whiny, undead bridal party members. Why are you being so difficult?
Why is your fiancé insisting that I dress like Naomi from Mama's family?
It's not that bad, Zeb insisted.
Not that bad? I opened the binder and pinned the offending picture with my finger. The model's defiantly blank expression could not mask her embarrassment at wearing this sateen nightmare. It was off the shoulder, with a wide ruffle of retina-burning color that gathered at the cleavage with a fabric cabbage rose. The traditional butt bow actually connected to what can only be described as a waist lapel. Despite not having that many girlfriends, I had been a bridesmaid 3 times in 10 years. Apparently, I was tall enough to match the rest of the bridal party for Marcy, my college roommate from freshman year. My sophomore roommate, Carrie, had a cousin who had the nerve to get pregnant, and I just happened to fit the cousin's abandoned bridesmaid dress. I'm pretty sure my junior roommate, Lindsay, only asked me because she wanted plain bridesmaids. She said something about not wanting to be outshone on her big day. I was thankful to get a private room my senior year. My sister, Jenny, never even considered making me a bridesmaid. Ironically, her reason for not asking me, not liking me, resulted in this inadvertent and certainly unintentional kindness. I'd suffered butt bows. I'd carried those stupid matching shawls that never stayed on past the ceremony. I'd worn mint sorbet, periwinkle fizz, and passionate pomegranate, all of which translated into hideous $175 dress with shoes dyed to match, neither of which you will wear again. And now, Jolene McLean, the betrothed of my best friend, wanted me to wear the ugliest dress of them all. Jolene and Zeb had met at the local chapter of the Friends and Family of the Undead, where Zeb had sought help after my new undead condition left him even twitchier than usual. It was your basic love story. Boy meets girl, boy dates girl, girl turns out to be a werewolf, boy and girl get engaged, and slowly drive me insane. In a way, I brought the two of them together, which meant I had no one to blame for this hoop-skirted fiasco but myself. I knew the whole point of having bridesmaids was dressing them like circus folk so you would look better by comparison. But this was beyond the pale. I'd be lucky if angry villagers didn't pelt me with rotten produce. "This is why I wanted to go shopping with you," I cried, flopping back on the couch with the boneless petulance of a teenage orthodontia patient.
"Well, the bridal barn closes at about 3 hours before sunset, Jane. So unless you're willing to risk bursting into flame just to exercise your control issues over a stupid dress, I think we're out of options."
Humph. I hadn't been a vampire for very long, so sometimes I forgot about the limitations of my condition and the pain Zeb took to avoid throwing said limitations in my face. It didn't mean I was going to wear that monstrosity of a dress, but I would at least stop giving Zeb a hard time. I had developed a nasty habit of needling Zeb since he'd started planning his wedding. Zeb had been my best friend since, well, forever. I was used to having his undivided attention. Of course, he was used to me breathing and eating solid foods. We'd both had to make adjustments. He was just much better at them. It seemed doubly cruel to pick on Zeb now. While some members of Jolene's family were thrilled that she was marrying a nice guy with a stable income and his own home, there were several uncles who declared the union clan shame, the werewolf version of a Shonda.